This is Akashwani, the news read by Hageani. The winter session of Parliament began today. The session will provide a total of 15 sittings spread over a period of 19 days. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day following the opposition uproar on various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral rolls in various states and union territories. Earlier, when the Lok Sabha met at 12 noon, after the first adjournment, the opposition members started sloganeering on the SIR and other issues and trooped into the well. They were demanding discussion on the SIR issue. Amid sloganeering, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced the Central Excise Amendment Bill 2025 to levy tax excise duty on tobacco and its related products. The minister also introduced Health Security National Security Cess Bill 2025 to impose cess on production of specified goods like pan masala. Amid the opposition protest, the presiding officer urged the protesting members to allow the House to function. Earlier, when the Lok Sabha assembled at 11 a.m., Speaker Om Birla made obituary references and paid tribute to the passing away of Dharmendra, Colonel retired Sona Ram Chaudhary, Professor Vijay Kumar Malhotra and Ravi Nayak. When Rajya Sabha met at 11 a.m., Gurvinder Singh Oberoi, Chaudhary Mohammad Ramzan and Sajjad Ahmed Kichlu of Jammu and Kashmir National Conference took oath as member of Parliament in the Upper House. Welcoming Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, who presided Rajya Sabha for the first time today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Radhakrishnan's rise from an ordinary background to the vice presidency reflects the true strength of the country's democracy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the winter session is not just a ritual, but it fuels efforts to take India towards the development. Addressing the media ahead of the winter session of Parliament, Modi said India's economic rise today is reaching remarkable heights. He said this momentum gives renewed confidence to India to be on the path towards becoming a developed nation. The Prime Minister added that India has proven that democracy can deliver. The government has said that 12 fake universities which were operating in the country have been closed since 2014. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Education Dr. Sukanta Majumdar said currently 24 fake universities operating in the country and the centre and the UGC have requested to chief secretaries of all the state and union territory administrations to take legal action for closure of these institutions and take appropriate action. President Draupadi Murmu today said that India is on course not just for economic independence but expanding its economic role at the global stage. She said this while addressing the convocation ceremony of the Footwear Design and Development Institute in New Delhi. The president noted that the footwear industry is playing a key role in boosting the economy with exports worth more than $2,500 million in the fiscal year 2024-25. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called for urgent global reforms to strengthen biosecurity and fortify the Biological Weapons Convention. The minister said this while addressing the conference on 50 years of the Biological Weapons Convention, strengthening biosecurity for the Global South in New Delhi. Dr. Jaishankar noted that scientific advances are rapidly outpacing existing global governance frameworks, posing new risk for international security. The Unified Payments Interface saw 32% transaction count growth year-on-year, crossing over 19 billion transactions in the month of November, along with registering 22% annual growth in transactions. Data released by National Payments Corporation of India has showed average daily transaction amount in November stood at 87,721 crore rupees. The month of November recorded 682 million average daily transaction counts, up from 668 million registered in October. Special intensive revision is progressing at a rapid pace across Madhya Pradesh. Under the directions of the Election Commission, the digitalization of enumeration forms under SIR is being carried out swiftly in Madhya Pradesh. Six districts have achieved 100% completion. A total of 39 districts crossed the 95% mark, while five districts have completed over 92%, reflecting commendable performance across the state. Geeta Jayanti is being celebrated today. Several Indian diplomatic missions worldwide celebrated International Geeta Mahotsav, reflecting on the timeless relevance and enduring wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita in contemporary times. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.